light body. Entho, the ethereal body, and astral body are regarded as the same. Some, however, make a distinction between them. Indeed, the ethereal and astral bodies are two different stages of the etheric body. The ethereal body is under the influence of the tama, crudifying force, and the astral body is the etheric body under the raja, mutative force. That is why in the astral body, a person can enter, move into, the ethereal spheres. Then, in this state, a person can create his own creation by his own will. Even greater than the astral state is the etheric sphere under the influence of the sattva, sentient force. Some call this state the state of divine logic. It is in this state that the will of the Creator and man become one. Then such a person becomes a pure channel to manifest the will of God on earth. Before reaching this highest state, still a person might fall into the spiritual traps of the ethereal body, spiritual powers, or the astral body, become trapped in his own creation. However, when the will of the Creator and man become one, there is no illusion left. It is then that the light body will also be manifested. The goal of spiritual progress is neither to gain powers, cities, nor to become an astral traveler, but to manifest the will, love, and power of God. If any power is granted to him, or if he is allowed into the astral world, then he will utilize them for the will. They then can no longer become a trap. The goal is to create love, compassion, humility, understanding, joy of God, etc. The rest will be added to us.